Montana Housing Division of the State Commerce Department is rolling out a new program that can provide up to $25,000 in assistance for homeowners who are possibly facing eviction because they've lost income or faced higher expenses due to the pandemic. We spoke Friday to Cheryl Cohen, Housing Division Administrator, and asked how this program is helping and who is eligible.
There are three different components of that program. The first is a reinstatement loan where households who have gotten behind on their mortgage payments due to a COVID-related financial hardship but are able to now resume their payments going forward can get assistance to help them get caught up. And the other component is a lien prevention program. So if a family has gotten behind on property taxes or homeowner association dues or things of that nature that could put them at risk of having a lien put on their home, we can assist with that, as well as some support for utilities and internet. So the basic criteria for an eligible family for those programs is the homeowner needs to be listed as the borrower or co-borrower on the mortgage. The qualified expenses must be related to their primary residence. The home must be owner-occupied, and the family needs to have experienced a financial hardship due to COVID occurring after January 21st of 2020, and there are income eligibility. So the maximum is a family can be at up to 150% of area median income. So for a family of four in Lewis and Clark County, that's about $147,000 of income per year.
And are these grants or loans? And if they are loans, when do they have to be paid back?
For the reinstatement program, this is a 0% interest loan that would be payable in full upon some sort of transaction. So if the family later goes to refi or sell the home, then that loan would be due at that time. The lien prevention program is a grant up to $5,000. So that's not a loan. And the utility and internet assistance is also a grant, not a loan.
The program is designed for homeowners who have pandemic-related financial difficulties. Is that just a job loss or would other circumstances apply?
So a financial hardship means material reduction in income or material increase in living expenses associated with the corona pandemic that has created or increased a risk for mortgage delinquency, default, foreclosure, or loss of utility placement. So when the family goes to complete the application, this is a very simple self-attestation from a drop-down list of options, and the family can self-select as many options as apply to their situation. So it could be child care costs or divorce or separation, illness, loss of employment, pay cut or other loss of hours, or responsibilities to care for a sick family member. There's also an other option, and a family can provide an explanation if it doesn't fit clearly within one of those categories.
Is it hard to fill out the application, and where do homeowners apply?
Any homeowner can apply now online. I think we do indicate that there are HUD-approved housing counselors located throughout the state of Montana, and our website on the application portal provides a link where a family can look to see how to get contacted with a HUD housing counselor in their area. It's always a great idea for family to talk through with a HUD-approved housing counselor what their options are to make sure they're making the best and sound financial decisions for themselves. But the application is live on our website. Just go to housing.mt.gov. There's a large orange banner. It says click here for housing assistance, and there's an apply now button. So they don't need to bring their documentation anywhere. They can apply from their home or from the library or from their phone.
The program is part of the American Rescue Act passed by Congress, and the funding could provide thousands of Montana homeowners with the money they need to stay in their homes after pandemic losses. If you want more information, go to housing.mt.gov, or you can give them a call.
They can call our main number at 406-841-2840 and press 2 for Homeowner Assistance Fund, and that will route the applicant to one of our staff that's specifically tasked for this program that can answer their questions.